Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member of Avram Goldar and today Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadiv Vav, the 11th Perek Chelek. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyahu, if you're amazed at the schar, I paid the wicked Nebuchadnezzar for running 4 steps for my honor, as we'll see, then when I eventually reward Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Sheratzu Lefanei Kasusim, who ran before me like horses, Achaz Kama V'Kama, how much more so? You'll be overwhelmed by the reward. When the wicked King Achaz died, the day was shortened to 2 hours so he could not be eulogized, and when Chizkiah recovered from his illness, the day regressed by those 10 hours as a miraculous sign. When Merodach Baladan, the Babylonian king, heard, he resolved to send him greetings, and they wrote, "Greetings to King Chizkiah, greetings to the city of Yerushalayim, greetings to the great God." Nebuchadnezzar, the king's secretary, was not present at the time, and he later objected, "Karisule el Karaba b'kasvisule l'basov, you call the great God, but you mention him last?" He was sent after the messenger to correct the text, and when he ran 4 steps, Gabriel came and stopped him. And Rabbi Yochanan explained, "Yumali ba Gabriel v'hamidu, had Gabriel not come and stopped him, there'd be no remedy for the enemies of Israel," which is a euphemism for Klal Israel. Point number two, Nebuchadnezzar sent Nebuchadnezzar 300 mule loads of iron axes able to break iron, but all of them shattered against one gate of Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to retreat, saying, "I'm afraid they'll do to me what they did to Sennacherib." Abbas called went forth, "Leaper, son of a leaper, Nebuchadnezzar, leap to conquer Yerushalayim. For the time has come for the base of Mikdash to be destroyed and the Heichal to be burned." He had a single axe left, and upon striking the gate with its blunt end, it opened. He went through the city, killing as he went, until he reached the base of Mikdash and lit it aflame. The Heichal began to ascend, but it was trampled from Shemaim. Nebuchadnezzar grew haughty, and Abbas went forth, "Amakatil Katzlas, it's a killed nation you've killed. Heichal Akalia Kalis, a burned Heichal that you burned, Kimcha Techina Techinas, and ground flour that you have ground," meaning their destruction was decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and are not your successes. And point number three, Nebuchadnezzar found the blood of Zechariah bubbling on the floor of the base of Mikdash. When he inquired about its source, he was told it was blood of Karbanos. After comparing with animal blood and seeing it didn't match, he threatened to torture them if they did not tell the truth. They admitted that it was the blood of Zechariah the Navi, who had rebuked them and was murdered, and whose blood had not rested since the incident over 250 years earlier. Nebuchadnezzar decided to appease him and began slaughtering Rabbanim, school children, and young Kohanim, killing 940,000 people. But the blood still did not rest. He exclaimed, "Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovim Shebeheni Baditim, Zechariah, Zechariah, their finest I have destroyed. You want me to kill them all?" Immediately, the blood finally rested. Nebuchadnezzar had thoughts of tshuva. Mayim al nefesh achas kach. If the punishment for killing one soul is so severe, then this man, referring to himself, who killed so many souls, how much more so? He fled and converted to Judaism. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyahu, if you're amazed at the schar I paid the wicked Nebuchadnezzar for running 4 steps for my honor, as we'll see, then when I eventually reward Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Sheratzu Lefanei Kasusim, who ran before me like horses, Achaz Kama V'Kama, how much more so? You'll be overwhelmed by the reward. When the wicked King Achaz died, the day was shortened to 2 hours so he could not be eulogized, and when Chizkiah recovered from his illness, the day regressed by those 10 hours as a miraculous sign. When Merodach Baladan, the Babylonian king, heard, he resolved to send him greetings, and they wrote, "Greetings to King Chizkiah, greetings to the city of Yerushalayim, greetings to the great God." Nebuchadnezzar, the king's secretary, was not present at the time, and he later objected, "Karisule el Karaba b'kasvisule l'basov, you call the great God, but you mention him last?" He was sent after the messenger to correct the text, and when he ran 4 steps, Gabriel came and stopped him. And Rabbi Yochanan explained, "Yumali ba Gabriel v'hamidu, had Gabriel not come and stopped him, there'd be no remedy for the enemies of Israel," which is a euphemism for Klal Israel. Point number two, Nebuchadnezzar sent Nebuchadnezzar 300 mule loads of iron axes able to break iron, but all of them shattered against one gate of Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to retreat, saying, "I'm afraid they'll do to me what they did to Sennacherib." Abbas called went forth, "Leaper, son of a leaper, Nebuchadnezzar, leap to conquer Yerushalayim. For the time has come for the base of Mikdash to be destroyed and the Heichal to be burned." He had a single axe left, and upon striking the gate with its blunt end, it opened. He went through the city, killing as he went, until he reached the base of Mikdash and lit it aflame. The Heichal began to ascend, but it was trampled from Shemaim. Nivrazadan grew haughty, and Abascal went forth. Amakatil Katzlas, it's a killed nation you've killed. Heichal Akalia Kalis, a burned Heichal that you burned, Kimcha Tachina Tachinas, and ground flour that you have ground, meaning their destruction was decreed by Kosh Baruch Hu and are not your successes. And point number three, Nevruzadan found the blood of Zechariah bubbling on the floor of the base of Migdash. When he inquired about its source, he was told it was blood of Karbanas. After comparing with animal blood and seeing it didn't match, he threatened to torture them if they did not tell the truth. They admitted that it was the blood of Zechariah the Navi, who had rebuked them and was murdered, and whose blood had not rested since the incident over 250 years earlier. Nevruzadan decided to appease him and began slaughtering Rabbanim, schoolchildren, and young Kohanim, killing 940,000 people. But the blood still did not rest. He exclaimed, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovim Shebeheni Baditim. Zechariah, Zechariah, their finest I have destroyed. You want me to kill them all? Immediately, the blood finally rested. Nevruzadan had thoughts of tshuva. Ma'imal nevash achaskach. If the punishment for killing one soul is so severe, then this man, referring to himself, who killed so many souls, how much more so? He fled and converted to Judaism. All right, so now it's time to go to our Simur Daf Tzadivav, and it relates to Tzav, Mitzvah, and we use a town crier who proclaims the king's commands. So here goes. As a town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general, who opened the gate to the city with a blunt end of his axe and was about to discover bubbling blood on the temple floor. Once again, it's slow motion. As a town crier, that must be more Daf Tzadivav, Tzav, Mitzvah. As a town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, which reminds the Gemara gives a background to Buchanetzer's four steps to defend Hashem's honor. So as a town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite the letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general, who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe. Which reminds, the Gemara brings the incident of Nevruzadan breaking through the gates of Yerushalayim. He had a single axe left, and upon striking the gate with its blunt end, it opened. He went through the city, killing as he went, until he reached the base of Migdash and lit it aflame. The Heichal began to ascend, but it was trampled from Shemaim. Nevruzadan grew haughty, and Abascal went forth. It is a killed nation that you've killed. It's a burned Heichal you burn, and ground flour that you've ground. Their destruction was decreed by Kosh Baruch Hu, and are not your successes. So as the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general, who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe and was about to discover bubbling blood on the temple floor, which reminds us, and more brings the Maisa of Nevruzadan finding the bubbling blood of Zechariah, who was murdered 250 years earlier. So once again, as a town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general, who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe and was about to discover bubbling blood on the temple floor. All right, so now it's time for four Blatbach Chazara. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Simur Daf Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The rabbi giving a shira on turtles. Turtles? That must be on Daf Tzadi Beis. Tzav, turtle. The rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba, which reminds us that we learn whoever teaches Torah in this world or leads the community gently merits to do so in Olam Haba. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which reminds us a brisa presents three opinions about the incident of the dead that Yechezkel resurrected. Rabbi Eliezer says, Amdu al raglehem v'amru shira umesu. They stood on their feet, expressed song, and died. Rabbi Yehuda said it was a mashal, and Rabbi Eliezer, braid Rabbi Yossi Aglili, said that the dead whom Yechezkel revived went up to Eretz Yisrael, married, and had children. Yehuda ben Becer rose on his feet and said, Ani b'mnei b'neim, I'm one of their descendants, and these are the tefillin my grandfather left me from them. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which almost melted from the heat of a large fiery furnace where three men inside miraculously survived. Which reminds the Gemara brings the incident of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace and the six miracles that occurred there. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the Simur Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train chugging along, that must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel. The train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tiberia, which reminds us, the Gemara asks where Daniel was when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace for refusing to bow to the idol. Amoraim answered with three missions he was sent on by Nebuchadnezzar. Number one, to dig a great river in Tiberia. Number two, to bring aspasta seed for animal fodder to Babel. Or number three, to bring the larger Alexandrian pigs to breed in Babel. Although their exported pigs were normally castrated, he exported young ones without their realizing his purpose. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tiberia, stopped to pick up a kohen gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the two false prophets who requested from Nebuchadnezzar that Yeshua kohen gadol should be thrown into the furnace with them. They died, but he survived, although his garments were singed. The Gemara explains that Yeshua was punished because he didn't protest when his sons married women unfit for kahuna. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tiberia, stopped to pick up a kohen gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, as well as a woman with six barleys and a picture of her six descendants who were each blessed in six ways, which reminds us, the pasuk says that Boaz gave Ruth sheish seorim, six barleys, which was to hint to her, she'asidin shisha banim latzeitz mimena, shenisbarachim b'sheish sheish brachos, that six sons are destined to descend from her who would each be blessed with six brachos, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daf Tzadi Dalad, so the simmer Daf Tzadi Dalad is a hunter, so here goes. The hunter, that must be on Daf Tzadi Dalad. The hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, which reminds us that Kodesh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiah HaMelech HaMashiach, but he didn't sing Shira. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about the destruction of Sancheriv's army that a flame would burn Tachas Kovdo beneath his honor. Rabbi Yochanan interprets that the soldiers' bodies were burned, but not their honor, referring to their clothing, which Rabbi Yochanan would call those things which honor me. Malazar interprets their souls were burned, but their bodies, meaning their honor, remained untouched. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which were being examined by a young Jewish boy and girl who were proficient in Dinei Tuma with Tahara. Which reminds the Gemara discusses Chizkiah's national Torah revolution. Chizkiah thrust a sword over the base Midrash entrance and declared, whoever does not involve himself in learning Torah should be pierced with this sword. Later, they checked all of Eretz Yisrael and could not find a single Amaretz. They couldn't find a boy, girl, man, or woman who was not proficient even in the difficult laws of Tuma and Tahara. Dav Tzadi Hei, so the simmer Dav Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal, tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander, that must be on Dav Tzadi Hei, Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king, which reminds us, the Gemara tells how David HaMelech fell into Yishbi's hands, the brother of Goliath, and how Avishai saved him. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Kvitzas Ha'aretz happened for three people, Avishai in his rescuing of David, Eliezer on his journey to find a wife for Yitzchak, and then for Yaakov Avinu who went to Haran and then came back to Beis El. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted when he spotted a massive army of enemy soldiers crossing the Yarden, which reminds the Gemara describes Sanherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do the incident of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace and the six miracles that occurred there? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff about Nebuzaradan breaking through the walls of Yerushalayim and destroying the base of Migdash that was considered already destroyed? That's on Daf Tzadi Vav. Good. Number two, which stuff that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiyahu a Melech Mashiach, but he didn't because Chizkiyahu did not sing Shira? That's on Daf Tzadi Dalad. Good. Number three, which stuff about Nebuzaradan finding the bubbling blood of Zechariah? That's on Daf Tzadi Vav. Good. Number five. Which of the one should not listen to a Navi who says to worship Avodah Zorah even if he makes the sun stand still? That's on Duff. Tzadi. Good. Number six. Which Duff do we have a discussion when the Neshama and Yetzer Hara enter a person and Antoninus taught Rebbe that the Yetzer Hara enters a baby at the time of birth? That's on Duff. study of. Good number seven, which of the women that Boaz gave Ruth six barleys as a hint to her that six sons are destined to descend from her, each one blessed in six ways. That's on Daf. Study Gimel. Good number seven, which of the women that the Mitzrayim ran away after Gvia ben Sisa said they owe money for 600,000 slaves working for 430 years. That's on Daf. Study off. Good number eight, which did they learn how David Melch fell into Yishbi's hands and how Avishai saved him? That's on Daf. Study hey. Good number nine, which did they learn about Gabriel stopping Nebuchadnezzar from taking more than four steps for Hashem's honor? That's on Daf. Study vav. Good. And number 10, which did they learn about Chizkiyahu's national Torah revolution and how even young boys and girls knew the dinim of Tuma and Tahara? That's on Daf. Study Dalit. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.